Okay. This is Sophie Grant interviewing Carlos Murray for the No Fit State Archive Project. The time is 2:32 and the date is Tuesday, the 19th of May. Can you say your full name for me and spell it, please?
Carlos Murray. K-A-R-L-O-S-M-U-R-R-A-Y.
Can you tell me what role you have played for the circus?
I am crew, technically. Build crew, set, and also push the crowd around it during the show.
Can you tell me what shows you've worked on?
Labyrinth, a little bit of Labyrinth, and mainly Bianco for the past 3 years.
What was it like working on those shows?
Yeah, it's good, it's interesting, something different.
Can you tell me a bit more in depth about your role in working on those shows?
I'm basically putting the tent up, setting everything up, setting the set up, fixing things if they're broken, maintaining things on site, caravans, bloody bloody blah, and just making everything smooth, I suppose. Yeah.
So, how did you first get involved with No Fit State?
Sheer randomness, actually. Their chef dropped out at the time, and my girlfriend at the time was a mate with someone who was in the show, and they said, oh, she'll cook for a couple of weeks. And that was from Glastonbury Festival, who Tom came and had a word with us, and I just tagged along for 2 weeks, and one thing led to another. I started working part-time, and the rest is history, I suppose.
Cool. So what has your experience been like working for the company?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah.
Why has it been
It's a good experience. I enjoy travelling, so that's really the highlight of it, I suppose.
Have you travelled a lot?
Yeah, and working and travelling at the same time is like perfect for me. I enjoy that lifestyle. Some people don't, you know, but I do, so.
Where have you been since, like, travelling with No Fit State?
The first one was just in the UK, UK and Wales, or England and Wales. The next tour was in Wales and round Europe, France and Holland. But the highlight was probably Australia. We went to Australia last February, all paid. That was a brilliant gig. Flew out there with the tent and the show for 6 weeks and back again.
What's your favourite memory then working with the circus? Can you maybe tell me a high moment and then maybe one the memory that wasn't so good?
I don't know. A high moment's probably going to Australia. That was pretty buzzing for everyone because we took the whole tent out there and set it up proper, and it was, yeah.
Can you tell me some stories about what you got up to in Australia?
The show was quite successful there. It was something totally different for Australian circus, so I suppose that went down well because it's so different. But I suppose it was just being in a hot country, which was the highlight. Because the year before was a wet tour around England, you know? So yeah, it's a nice change.
What things did you do when you weren't performing or working on the show? Your spare time?
Just do what you do, innit? You know, go out and explore wherever town or city you're in.
Cool. Do you have any negative memories of working for the company? Any times that it was hard?
Yeah, the tight turnarounds are always tough. That's always a challenge for people, for sure, when you've only got like 12 hours to get everything down and packed and leave. So yeah, time it can get pretty hardcore at times, for sure. But you've got to balance it out with the good and the bad, you know?
So you've always found that the good's balanced out the bad?
Yeah.
Never thought about stop working for the company?
Yes and no, for sure. I have thought of stopping because it's a lot of time. It's a sacrifice of your time. You know, it's like this year's 8 months solid, and that's away from everything and everyone, you know? But everyone in the cells ends up becoming your own little family, I suppose, when you're on tour. You know?
Do you feel like you're part of a family when you're doing these shows?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's cool. So do you think your role has changed at all since you first started working for the company?
Yeah, I've got a lot more responsibility now. Obviously, as I say, I began part-time just doing odds and ends, and now I'm full crew and help set building and everything else.
So how do you find having more responsibility?
Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
Yeah? Mm. Do you feel when you, because you're responsible for putting up the tents and stuff, when that all goes smoothly and then the show's actually like being performed and it's going well, does that give you like a feeling of satisfaction?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? You got any other stories to tell me about any not any I can good think memories, of now, I'm afraid. Any fun stories, any times you got up to any mischief?
Can't really think of the top of my head. Nah.
No. Well, I think I've probably got as much as I'm going to get out of you. Thank you for taking
keep
the
it
time.
Short and sweet, you know.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to me. The time now is 4:37.
Sorted.